We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Din Goyses Shmir Sameis. HaGoyses, of somebody who's about to pass away, Hareku Chayel Chodvar, as far as the Halacha is concerned, he's considered still completely alive. The minig is not to stand at the head of the bed where a Goyses is laying, because the Shechina is there, nor to stand at the foot of the bed where the Geisus is laying, because the Malach Hamavis is there. There are people that have a minig that as the person is about to pass away, the person, if he still could say, he should say, Perichov Tes Mizma Havel Hashem B'nei Kalim, to say Elokai Neshama, to say Nishmas, and as this person is passing away, the people who are there should be speaking to him Divrei Torah. And one should not touch a person who's about to pass away. Anybody who touches him, it's as if he's killing him. If it's like a candle that's flickering, as soon as somebody touches it, it gets extinguished. Even if a person, unfortunately, is a geisus for a while, it's painful for him and for his relatives. One may not cause that he should die, to pull out a blanket or a pillow from under him, because people may say there may be feathers that prevent the death, or to put the keys of the shul under his head, calls the also that it may not be done. If there's something that's preventing the death, a constant sound, that mutal asirim one may stop. You're not really doing anything. You're just taking away this thing that's preventing the death, but you're not touching this person. Even though one may not touch a geisus, if a fire breaks out, we don't leave him in the home alone. We remove him. And taking him out is before taking out Sfarim from the home. People are standing there by the geisus. They should be careful that nothing of the body is outside of the bed. As the pasuk says, "BeYakov inu v'yasuv raglav al amitai." Okay, and yamidu kisus at zalmita. There should be chairs put by the bed. Shloyucha lahitzi yad a regel. That they shouldn't be able to put out a hand or a foot outside of the bed. Mekamakoyim im layosukain. If they didn't do this, for hoitzi and the geisus part of his body is sticking out of the bed, also ligabal lachzira, one may not touch him to push him back onto the bed. Sifdal kimishin not to odon lamus, somebody is about to pass away, ain't shum odon mishoil parim menu. Nobody shall leave the room where this is about to happen. Shloi teitze nafshe, a person shouldn't leave the world v'hu yechidi when he's alone. Mishnei shanefesh mishtememes, as the neshama leaves the body, it's a difficult moment. And therefore, it's appropriate that people should be standing there when the person is niftah. There should be chacham standing there. It's appropriate to get a minion. That should be there as this person passes away. The people who are there should not be talking about mundane matters. Learn Torah, say Tehillim. They should put on candles with their geisus, because the Shechina comes there as the neshama leaves the world. And as the person is leaving the world, the people over there should say Yigdal, Adonai Olam, Shema Yisrael once, Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoy 3 times, Hashem Elokim 7 times, Hashem Melech 1 time. Sivhei, Lach Yitzis Neshama, after the person was Nifter, Menichna Etzelchoy, my Noitzakala, we put a feather by his nose, Vim Eina Misnandedis, if it doesn't move, be Yedua Shemais, we know that the person has left the world. We open the windows, and the Velim who are standing there say Tzedek Adin. They say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Olam Dayan Ames. The meaning in many places now is that the Kri is done by the Levaya. All those who are there when the person is nifta should do kriya. Halamal the daima. How is this viewed? The sefer Torah shenisra, the sefer Torah is burned. Shein reik be Yisrael. There's nobody in Klai Yisrael. The shein by Torah mitzvahs that doesn't have Torah mitzvahs as part of his life. Vafil a katan shlomed mikra. Even a katan who passes away, but he learned chumash alisha chayavim lekroya. Vafil hayizah meis lepam oisavei letovin. Even if the person who's passed away has done averis, chayavin lekroyal of, we have to rip kriya for him. Avam hayrag losus, I feel a raklet tayavim. If that's the type of life he lived, hareza bechlal parsha medarchet sibur, then this is a new category, shein karam lov. For kriyazu shalmesh emes amalov, so this is a kriya that's made for a person who's not a close relative, a person for whom we don't sit shiva. The kriya is only being done because they were there as this person was nifter. Sagi b'kriya matas, a minimal kriya is satisfactory. Even from the side or the bottom of the beged or the lining of a beged is all enough. The minig, however, is that we don't do this kriya because it will prevent people from standing when somebody is nifter because they're not going to want to ruin their clothing. So the minhag has become that only relatives do kriya. Sivzai matzim enif shalmeis, we close the eyes of a nifter. Umishyesh lebonim, if somebody has children, yasas asbano, his son should be the one to close the eyes. Kamash nam v'yosef yoshes yodei alenecha. V'yesh b'char, if the nifter has a b'char, yasahu, he should be the one to do it. When they taking the nifter to put him on the ground, they should be careful that he should be completely covered. Just like when the person was alive, we tried to keep him covered properly. Noi gamba mace should also happen with a mace. The minig is to pour out all drawn water in that vicinity because there's a concern that the Malachamavis put some of the poison into the water that's in that vicinity. Dan Shlosh Batim, 3 houses, Imma Bayis Shamais, together with the house in which the Nifter was Nifter in. Even if a young child who wasn't even 30 days old, we should do this. However, B'Shabbos, if he was nifter on Shabbos, then we don't have to do this. Siv Yod HaMashamas HaMeis, if somebody is watching a nifter, Afila Ena Meisoy, even if the person that he is watching, Ena Meisoy, is not really a relative of his. Patam Krishma, Umetfila Mekol Mitzoyz, Umekol Mitzoyz, Hamuris, Betayra, he's exempt from all mitzvahs. Since he's doing the mitzvah of taking care of the nifter, he doesn't have to do any other mitzvah. But if there are 2 people watching the nifter, Zem Shamer, one should do the shmira, the Zekar Mispala, and the other one should daven, and then they should take turns. If somebody is in the room where somebody's about to be nifter, even though he has to daven, he should still not leave the room because as we keep on learning, it's something that we want to avoid, that a person should be nifta with no one else there. Sif yur as lachu b'chadash ha-meisham, one may not eat in the room where a nifter is found. Imloy aydem chitzon, unless there's a petition between him and the nifter. But filas achilas arai, even just eating a snack. I feel achilas pears, just eating fruit, or shtiyas mayim, just drinking water asud. Betzrichon lahaza as a shomer mazois, the people who are watching a nifter should know this halacha. Vasla varach shemay is a bracha should not be recited there. Sif yud beis osla tavlas ames b'shabbos. We may not move a nifter on Shabbos. Afilo tzar kahanim, even because they're a kahanim, and we don't want, and the kahanim have a difficulty being, obviously may not be in a room where the nifter is found, or the tzarech mitzvah, or for any other mitzvah, we still may not move a mace on Shabbos. Rakai day of the kachavim, only through a goy may a nifter be moved in Shabbos, and that's only makrivim reitzim if the relatives of the snifter are agreeable.